This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. David Giffels is on a quest to understand Ohio. In the lead up to next year's presidential election, Giffels is working on a new book, traveling the state, getting a better sense of the people who live in the state and what they're thinking, and in so doing, getting a better feel for where the country stands. He's traveling around what he refers to as the Five Ohios, and his latest adventures took him to farm country. Giffels is currently between trips, and he joins us now in the studio for our monthly check-in to understand Ohio. David, good to see you.
Good to be back with you.
You picked what's normally a pretty busy time to track down some farmers to talk to, but this year it's far from normal, and namely, we're talking about the weather.
Yeah, I was trying to schedule a visit to a farm in May and June, and the way the rains have been, it's been kind of hard to squeeze in a visiting writer when you're trying to get your crops into the ground. It's been as has been all over the news, but also for those of us who live here, it's been quite obvious that it's been a really, really brutal spring in terms of historic rainfall and farmers just unable to get into their fields to get their crops planted.
Now, you did find one farmer to talk with, at least, in Delaware, Ohio. That's just north of Columbus. Tell us a little bit about Brett Davis.
Yeah, so I went and spent a day with Brett Davis, who's a sixth-generation family farmer. He farms 3,500 acres with his stepson, primarily soybeans, wheat, and corn. But Brett also serves as the secretary of the American Soybean Association, and he's on the board of the Ohio Soybean Association. So he's really kind of in touch and in tune, not only with Ohio's farmers, but also with government officials who kind of have a lot to do with their fates these days as well.
What led you to Brett?
I wanted to talk to somebody, you know, he was kind of a perfect hybrid. I wanted to talk to somebody who really understood Ohio's farmers, and he does both as somebody who's, as I say, six generations in. It is not just in his blood, it is his blood. And also somebody who had sort of a more national picture as we, you know, sort of deal with the trade war with China and President Trump's policies that are affecting farmers, and he's kind of both of those things.
Time for some context now and why you're visiting farm country. Farmers pretty overwhelmingly backed Trump in 2016.
Yeah, definitely true. In fact, I found a poll that was conducted by two farm groups just before the 2016 election. And that poll found that American farmers were a little over 55% in support of Donald Trump. And the next closest was Hillary Clinton, only at 17%. Interestingly, they identified the battleground states in 2016. And of the battleground states, Ohio, the battleground, had the highest numbers in support of the eventual winner, Donald Trump, at 68%. So very clearly, I think very generally, you can say that farmers, American farmers, have supported Donald Trump. You know, and from not only my conversation with Brett Davis, but just in listening to farmers in general, the main reason is because he was not another politician, because farmers don't like talk, they like action. And so for somebody who's a businessman, who's coming from a different approach, I think the biggest appeal for them to Donald Trump was the fact that he said, I'm going to approach these issues like a businessman, and that was appealing. The question now is, with this trade war, which is very much his, you know, sort of has his personal stamp on it, not coming to a resolution, even though there have been promise after promise that it was coming soon, it's eroding. It seems to me that it's eroding support. Anecdotally, I'm hearing a lot of farmers in the media saying that their support for the president that they supported very strongly is either waning or will be held in reserve until they can see real action.
So time for the dreaded B word. If Ohio is the bellwether state, is Brett Davis, the farmer, a bellwether representing what many more farmers might be feeling this time?
Oh, I think he very much is, again, because he serves an advocacy role, because he is sort of almost like sort of like the sort of the farm version of a political representative. I think he's in tune with where people are. And he says that he feels like the Ohio farmer remains generally more in favor of the business person's approach that the president is taking, but certainly has not.
David Giffels is traveling Ohio, working on his new book, getting a better sense of what's driving Ohio residents in hopes of getting a better idea of what's driving the country. The book will be out next year, and we'll be touching base again with David next month as we look to understand Ohio. David, thanks again, and talk to you next month.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.